views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show today. I'm really excited about this one because this is one of my favorite things that I do on a regular basis is intuitive angel messages, and they have been active, and I've been stockpiling a little bit here because it's time to deliver those to you. Excuse me. They have been actively coming in to me to deliver messages, and a lot of times they just say, okay, this is for everybody, all of humanity. In addition to what we do in private sessions, this is for everybody. Excuse me, my fifth chakra is going because of the communication. Excuse me. And it's kind of exciting because I think that a lot of people have been feeling a lot of that. You know, we see the seasons bring all the bronchitis and the flus and the respiratory, but this is very fifth chakra and communication oriented. And mine's been very active as well because they want me to speak this. Now, the focus today is the angel messages for this upcoming year, 2014. And I do this very actively. I mean, they have always just been a part of my life. And I love helping other people learn or embrace and allow that into their life. Now, this is a very refreshing year from what I see. And no matter how many times I revalidate, recheck this, it's still coming up the same. So I'm very excited about that. This is incredible, an incredible year and an incredible time to really grab hold and take this with everything you have for a very positive year. And I'm talking all of humanity, everybody. So at this very beginning, I want to give you a couple of the things that are for everyone. And then we want to open the lines up today. If you want to call in and you have a question about an angel read, definitely call in. The number's 1-800-930-2819. And I will take the calls in just a few minutes. After the first break, we'll start bringing in callers. But I do want to tell you about a couple of the major points that they have been bringing to me. I mean, my visions have been off the chart. No kidding. I mean, I was speaking with another person. It's a dear friend of mine that does this too. And I was sharing with her. I said, every time I go for a run, I'm getting these incredible visions. I don't know how I'm not falling off the treadmill. I don't know how I'm not tripping on the sidewalk. And I was never a runner. And I remember sharing that with you guys back, you know, in the summer or back at the beginning of fall. But then it started shifting for me. It started shifting in October, November, where they were really coming in strong. And they had a very specific vision that I kept seeing, and this has got a lot to do with Archangel Michael, because you talk about the spiritual warrior, he is the leader of that. And I'm going to tell you what, he's been coming through, and I would just lose track, and he kept showing me where I was hanging on, and this was me in it, but it was more of humanity, all of humanity, but he was showing it as a representation, because these things can be metaphoric, but this vision was his sword. And he said, hold on to this sword and I will pull you up and out of this darkness. And I literally could feel the weight, the heaviness of the lower frequency energies, all the things that we have been just trying to deal with and release and let go and feel all that pain, all that stuff that we were dealing with in these last few years, and especially at the end of last year, I think it was really starting to boil up. He was just pulling me up and out, and he said, "Don't let go." And I noticed, now this is a vision, but I could feel how hard it was for humanity and some of us at times to actually keep holding on. If you could imagine holding on to the side of a cliff and not let go, you know, you're just trying to hold on so you don't fall. But he said, just believe that you can do it. And he held me, and I was coming all the way up and out, and I could feel all the weight of the dark energies coming off. So it was incredible, absolutely incredible. I've been going through a major detoxification, and that's one of the main things he wants me to bring up. Detox, 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 because we are now in the new energies that are really ready to bring us up and out of that dark time. And the lights are going to be shining brighter. So think of it this way. If all of a sudden you really wanted to run a marathon, but you haven't been training, think of the training as the detoxification. So your body is in a position where you could. Just think how much easier it's going to be if you were prepared. So he is saying time to detox. That may be a bad habit. That may be forgiveness, letting go. That may be releasing or shifting up relationships. And when I say that, I do want to clarify. It's like, think of that, like say you're, say a relationship is stressful to you. It's not about that other person being the blame or the bad guy. It's more that journeys sometimes have to separate after lessons are learned or whatever it was in our life path that we had to do. When we try to hold on to things that need to be let go of, that causes all those bumps and that discomfort. And if it's time to let go of something, let it go. Open that cage, let that bird fly. You can't hold on to things that you need to let go of anyway. It's just going to be a bumpier ride. And that is difficult for some of us, but that was one of the big things. You're detoxing those things that need to leave your life, so you have room for all this incredible new energy that wants to come in. And we're talking all of us. I know I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, and I'm about this all the time. So if I'm feeling it, my goodness, what is everybody else feeling? So I was feeling that in the vision. So I had compassion for a lot of you that, wow, what do I do next? But we're looking at, is it a bad habit? Is it an addiction? Is it a toxic relationship? Is it a job that is really affecting you? Are you feeling drained by life? Are you feeling your happiness and joy? Look for those things and detox. You're looking to detox emotionally, mentally, and physically. Okay, so it's time to get in shape. It's January. That's what we do every year, but this is really a big deal for this year. Okay, that's one of the big ones. It's rising. We are rising up and out of this darkness. You're going to also feel, if you haven't already, and I noticed this was coming in before we turned into the new year, this incredible magnetic pull just within you, deep within yourself, that you have just got to be true to yourself, that you just can't pretend anymore. You're just going to feel like you just cannot pretend any longer. That's those new energies helping you with your higher self bring that message to you. So that's not something to ignore. That was one of the big ones. And like I said, a lot of fifth chakra you'll be feeling and experiencing. And I was doing that just a few minutes ago, because this is an energy of communication. Those angels are I'm allowing them to use me as a vessel to bring that to you right now. Now, energy is going to be moving quickly for this year, very fast. Things that you want to manifest very, very quickly. Now, there's a couple more, and when I get back, we're going to wrap up a couple more of those main headliners. There's a lot more I want to bring you for all of humanity. And then if you want to call in, we'll take some callers. 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about the angel messages for 2014. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
And we are back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're delivering angel messages today, which I love this. I've been so excited. And a couple more points, and we have a caller. So hang on, caller. I'll be right with you. Right before we went to break, we were talking about the energy that's moving quickly in this year. And it is Year of the Horse, like we were talking about last week. But when we talk about this energy, I asked for clarification about this energy moving fast. And the angel said to me, manifesting is going to be much quicker. Manifesting. Whoa. Now, you know, we've been dealing in the past with, okay, we manifest. We want that. You know, we're trying to shift this. We're trying to improve that. We're trying to heal this and that. And it seemed like it was slower. And it did start to pick up and gain speed little bit in the last half of last year, but now it's going to be very fast. You're going to feel like, whoa, that was quick. Whoa. So it's very important that we clear and we balance up and we release those things. We've got to let go of those things that we're focusing on that are those lower, darker energies, because you're going to be manifesting quickly and we want to have that focus on what we want to manifest. So that was the very important point that they were saying to me. The other thing that I'm really picking up very, very strongly, and I really relate to this one personally as well, is the indigos. The indigos are a very interesting group of people born between a period of time, but they decided to come into this lifetime for this period of time where we are making these huge changes in humanity. The indigos are very passionate, very sensitive people. They can have a lot of emotions that they wear on their shirt sleeve, you know, and they can get upset if people don't understand them. I mean, these are all part of, you know, being human. But indigos are really starting to gain momentum and activism. You're going to feel, if you're feeling like that, like you feel like you've just got to go fight for the rights of something. It's interesting how we're going through another period of that, like back in the 60s, I guess, here in the States. But, you know, wherever you are in the world, you may have felt that a different way at that time. But indigos are going to start to really feel this drive, this internal passion to really speak up. Now, I want to tell you, you can do that without causing harm. So it's not about, you know, being abusive with it, which we have to look at and kind of curtail and take a deep breath, make sure we're not stomping all over someone with our activism, because this is a time of bringing love into the activism as we move into these new energies, and we can heal. We can heal and change it. So it's going to take that patience of soul awareness lined up with that drive to make a change. You're going to see a lot of interesting things coming out of that this year. If you've been feeling that, that's why. That's why you've been feeling that, because it's starting to draw that out of you. I highly recommend that you ask the angels to help you through this phase. It does not have to be negative. This is your time to shine in what you came here to do. But bring it in with the help and support, with prayers and positive energy. And it will be a very beautiful experience for everyone involved, you and what you're out there trying to shift. Okay, now there's a whole lot more here for everyone, but we do have a caller on the line. We have Anna from California. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Dr. Jen. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
You too. It's great to speak with you. Now, you have a question?
I do. I just wanted to see what messages the angels have for me.
Okay. Is there something in general in life, since we have to go kind of quick, or would you
yes,
have a particular
as far
question?
As my career, I feel like I've been stuck for a long time. I can't get past my test for a teacher, and I'm getting really frustrated about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see why. I can appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Archangel Raphael is coming in very strong with a lot of green energy. Okay. Lots of green with the healing. He always shows up that way to me, like renewal. But Archangel Raphael is the healing angel, but it's not just about physical healing. And this is about an energy attachment. I feel etheric cords, like these cord attachments.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know it. I apologize. I realize that I got to change the way I'm speaking on this. Because sometimes when they're talking to me, it gets really fast, and then I start talking fast. There's cord attachments. When I say cord attachments, that's what we call like an energy attachment to an energy. We can have these attachments to things that are affecting us. You don't realize that it's there. This feels like it comes from a past experience, and what it is doing, and what I feel this cord attachment to, is it's a pull on your third chakra, which is right at your solar plexus. That's where your self-confidence and self-esteem and believing in yourself is. And it's making you doubt. And then that is such a preoccupation that it is causing the repeating, because that's where the focus is. There's a doubt that you'll get past it. There's a doubt because of the struggle. And you said that has been happening, and it is frustrating.
Yes.
Raphael
yes.
is coming in because he's saying, you know what? we've got to heal and cut this cord. And he's reaching over and he's putting his hand. I'm like I said, I'm in major vision mode lately. He's got his hand. He's putting it on the shoulder of Michael because Michael, he's saying, Michael, can you help me out with that sword? She needs this thing cut. She needs to sever yes. this attachment to this energy that she doesn't think she's going to make it. Now, they are asking me to go back in time, it's like pulling me backwards, like almost quickly, like it happened at a time in your life where it really affected you emotionally when there was a rejection or a failure in something, which you considered, and it was very hard. Like there's a lot of criticism around it. That is the energy cord attachment affecting this whole thing.
Okay.
And that is what they're showing.
And what can I go about healing it?
Okay. That's where we want to ask Raphael and Michael, actually, because he brought him in to tandem with him, to ask Michael to clear and sever these attachments to this old energy, taking this negative energy away from you that's affecting this, and for Raphael to bring in the healing energy to replace it and heal and mend that. Affirmations about just visualizing that it's severed and you're not attached to it anymore. So it's kind of like visualize this big cord, this stubborn rope kind of thing that's just got you anchored to something you don't want to be anchored to. Visualize it that way, and that it is cut and it cannot reconnect. And that's what the energies come in to do. These visualizations are bringing energy to your mental thought, because the mental thought is what you're wanting to shift here, because that belief in it is what you're trying to heal. He is also coming in asking you to look at other possibilities and perspectives and start redirecting your focus when you find that you're feeling anxiety or stress about it. Look and redirect it. Like, is there and he's showing me the books. Like, is there a different way that you could study for this test? Is there a different way to comprehend the knowledge and to retain it, so to speak? He's just showing me reevaluate their approach, shift it, and look for other possibilities that may work better for you. So this is actually a very good read for you, because Raphael is a wonderful energy to feel. You will feel when you feel like it's lifting and clearing, and with very tight cords, with very stubborn ones that have been there for a very long time, you want to work with this every day. Just ask every day. And then check it. Like one of the times that I had to cut a very powerful cord attachment to myself, I continually checked it every day like a weed in the garden to make sure it wasn't trying to grow back.
Right.
And I just kept, and for the first few times I did it, it kept trying to reattach. And I just kept redoing it again. Think about weeding your garden and completely weed free. And then after about the third or fourth day for myself, I went in and I noticed that it wasn't growing back. And I still check it just to make sure. If it pops into my mind, I check it to make sure it's not reattaching. Okay. So that's what I do. That is something that I have found to be very powerful and work very quickly.
Okay.
Does that help?
You so much, Dr. Jim. Yes,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, the one last thing I want to give you quickly before we go to break is Archangel Ariel is coming in as well, because you do have financial success coming for the future.
Yay.
So you are looking to balance, release this old energy that needs to just stop bothering you. So this is really where you're seeing what I was talking about at the beginning, about rising up out of that darkness. Let Michael help you rise up out of that and let it fall off of you. And then you will know that Raphael is bringing that. I'm feeling you right now. Oh, my goodness. I just got the thing all over my – I love that when I feel that. I get excited every time like it's the first time. I think I'll always be that way. You're going to feel lighter and a little bit brighter in your perspectives on things. As you know that Raphael is healing that, it'll start to feel lighter, like it's not such a big mountain. You'll find that it starts becoming less and less of an issue for you. It'll be gentle. Okay. It'll be a gentle thing. Just dedicate and make a commitment to do this every day, And I'm telling you, okay. You have a lot of things to look forward to.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Jen.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in and sharing with the listeners. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we have another caller, but we're about to go to break, so hang on, caller. When we come back, I'll bring the next caller on the line. We're talking about angel messages. We're delivering angel messages for 2014 for everyone in humanity, and if you want to call in, if you have a question about that or you want to look for a little bit of a read to tweak something in your own life, call in 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
And we are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we are delivering angel messages for 2014. And we have a caller, Deborah from Missouri, on the line. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Jen. Thank you for taking my call.
Great to talk to you. And what is your question for today?
My psychic gifts are really important to me, and I was wondering if the angels have any messages of opening more or what's going on.
Okay. What I do feel is the optimism has improved. And recently, maybe, it feels like recently, maybe in the last part of last year, it felt like lots of choices that you needed to make. If Gabriel keeps coming in for you, Gabriel is the angel of communication and creativity and bringing something new into the physical world, so to speak, because it's about the creativity. But I feel like there's a lot of great progress being made, but lots of choices and important choices with relationships. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that did back then, yes.
Yes, yeah. Now that's what I meant. It was like back then, right? And I'm just kind of laying the groundwork here because that's important. Now, what I feel right now very strongly is a lot of the amethyst, the beautiful purple of the amethyst stone around you right now. That's a very beautiful crystal for you to be using with spiritual gifts. Do you have any of that?
Amethyst?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do have amethyst, yeah.
Great. They're bringing that to my attention very strongly, like work with that. You may need to clear yours. They're bringing a lot of the purple, the color of the purple, purple flowers, purple. Just the energy of that color is a very vital color for you right now for what you're trying to do with your gifts. And Archangel Jophiel comes in with lots of positive, like, you know, you need to, like, really see how incredibly gifted you already are, because then it manifests them brighter. That is literally how she says it to me. She just brings beauty to everything that's already there and then shows it and lights it up. You're going to be finding that you're coming out of the challenging part, like feeling like it's not going to move. The moving quickly for you, the energy of 2014 moving for you in manifesting is exactly this question. They just keep they're very, almost distracting me with the amethyst and the purple. That's how much of it. I hope you like purple.
Yes, I do like purple. Yes, very much.
You know,
much.
If you have clothes that are, I know, paint your fingernails. No, I'm kidding. But it's like purple. It's I love it. But the amethyst stone is really a beautiful energy stone for you right now. They're really bringing that in right now, very strong. And your dreams have a lot of possibility, and they're really coming open and alive. I think that 2014 is really going to be a year where you're going to look back over this year and go, wow, that really did manifest fast, and I really did start to see things in a different way. The aha moments are going to be just nonstop for you. Oh, I get it now with this particular question about your gift. Oh, this. And the confidence is going to be gained a lot. Jophiel is going to help you a lot with that confidence that, yes, you really are fine-tuning a very powerful gift that you have. I feel like there's more than one way that you receive messages. It's not just one or the other. It's, I feel like you receive it in two or three ways. Do you know what they are?
Well, I know I feel. And yeah, I feel things. Every so often I see things.
Okay.
So,
I wouldn't be surprised if you start to hear it too.
Okay.
That one may come in. You know, you may start to feel that. It's like, what's that tone I'm hearing? Or I'm feeling, you probably think you're hearing high-pitched electronics or something, but you may start experiencing that. Just embrace and ask for the clarity and what they're trying to say, or ask for it to come in a different message. But you do have more than one gift that's waking up even more. And the last angel that comes in again comes back to Gabriel. Gabriel came in very, very strong for you with lots of vitality and excitement. Think of the excitement of a child, how excited they are about something. infuse that all through your energy, because you have, you're going to feel that confidence in what you've done and grown. 2014 is going to be a really good year for you with this, and the positive and the confidence is going to come out with enthusiasm, and that is going to shine such a bright light to people around you that they're going to be drawn to that. You don't even have to talk them into it or convince them. They're just going to be drawn to you because they can feel it. How does that sound? That
beautiful.
Sounds like,
that
I know,
wonderful.
I was excited. Woo-hoo. This is an awesome year. I'm really excited about 2014 because it's time for us to really feel that side of this. And I love this because no matter what I do or shift it or change or revalidate, I keep getting the same things. And I love that. So this is a very good year for you to really take and appreciate the most of the energies that it's bringing, because it's time for it to just shine. And don't forget about the purple. So you're going to have like purple, I don't know, purple something. Purple's your color this year, girlfriend. It really is.
Purple. That's good to hear. I really love purple, so that's good.
Yeah, the color. color. What I'm feeling for you in a sensitive way is color is really you respond to color energy, the energy of color. I think that's why they just really put it in me, in front of my face so strong, because it was like, color influences you. Music will as well. Do you, depending on what type of music you listen to, because of the sensitive side of you, that part that's clairsentient, you will feel music. You will feel the vibration of sound. You will feel, you know, those colors. Does that make sense?
The sound part does, yeah. The color, now that I'm not quite sure about how that feels with the color.
Well, get ready to feel the colors. You will, because you will feel that different, you know, like you're going to be a little more picky about what you're deciding to wear for that day. You're going to feel like, I want to be different this time. I don't want to have that, you know, you're going to find that you're going to be drawn to select colors that are aligning your frequency a little bit differently. Listen and go with that and have fun with it. They're bringing me back to the music, and I'm bringing me back to your ears. So they're telling me that that's going to start coming in for you. They're also being very specific to, if you want to work with clairaudience to bring that in, listen to classical music and things like that without words in it, because that frequency of that music, I mean, we have that beautiful, gentle music that's out there for healing and clearing our chakras, and it incorporates a lot of that. But take on some of that classical stuff, because angels will really respond to that. It'll draw you in closer to hearing that. Now, that's when you're ready to do that, if you're not hearing it yet, because when you first start hearing it, you'll start to feel like you're a little more sensitive to sound. Like, you'll, all of a sudden, your television or your radio will always sound like it's too loud and you got to turn the volume down.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of feel that. So just know that with anything new, you are working to fine-tune it. So just know that it's not going to be perfect right at the beginning, but enjoy the process of it, because when you have more than one gift coming in, you are much more confident in what you're receiving in the messages. You know, when it's only the one, you can still trust it. But as you gain your strength and you clarify on how you receive, it just becomes better and better and better. And it just continually improves. It's a very enjoyable process when you have that perspective. Okay? And honestly, Jophiel will help you with that part and the purple. So, Deborah, you have a lot to look forward to in 2014, and I want to thank you for calling in, because you come from everybody I'm talking to is in the cold stuff right now, right? Oh, guys are freezing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I send you lots of love to warm you up.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Deborah. We're going to go to the next caller now, Penny from Minneapolis.
Hello,
Penny.
Thank you for taking my
I want to grab what your question is, because I may have to put you on break and come back to answer your question. But what is your question?
Well, I guess what the angels have to say for 2014, I've just been really stuck. So what to do next?
Okay, stuck in job, relationship, just stuck. I feel boredom. I feel boredom in your energy field a little bit.
Is it boredom?
Okay. All right. Hang on to that thought. Hang on to that thought. I wanted to let you know I was with you, but we've got to go to break. When we come back, stay with us. I'm going to be answering your question. The angels are going to bring the messages in when we come back from break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're coming back after break, and right before break, we had Penny on the line. Penny from Minneapolis. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And your question was you feel stuck, and your angel, you want to know what the angels have to say for you in 2014 with that as well, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, hold on to your girdle, Myrtle, because you got some interesting things that have popped up for you. First of all, Michael comes in because the stuck part is then, and like I said, before we went to break, I felt a boredom energy kind of in your field is what I was like, just almost lack of creativity. Like, I don't know how to think of anything else. Does that make sense?
Kind of like I can't do it. Yeah, exactly. That is
yeah.
it.
It's yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. No, that confirms what I picked up. And Archangel Michael comes in for that one because there's a belief that you can't succeed in your dreams. It's like, I can't dream like that. It won't happen anyway. He's saying, not so true. not so true. And 2014's energies are going to help make that a much easier for you. So this really is the year for you to embrace. There was the big word detox came in for you as well, because the doubting and the not believing in yourself is a is an energy to detox out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now,
yeah.
On energetic beliefs, Michael's the one that's the go-to angel for that one, because he can pull away that negative stuff. Now, while he pulls that away, we also have to take an initiative, be proactive in changing up how we're approaching things so it doesn't keep re-happening and repeating, because it'll just repeat. So you're looking, you're cleaning house, so to speak, energetically, in what you believe about yourself. That was the big one on that part. Now, this is the fun part for you. Archangel Raziel. Have you ever heard of that angel?
No.
Okay. Archangel Raziel is interesting, because Archangel Raziel is the one that can help you manifest whatever it is you want to do. He's an incredible angel to work with. Think of the, and I go back to that movie because it's the best way to describe my experiences with Raziel. Raziel has been a part of my life for quite some time now. Raziel comes through like a very wise teacher. If you're doing a lot of the talking, and he'll just wait till you run out of gas on the talking before he'll teach you. And he will teach you with an activity for you to do. Think of the movie Karate Kid, Wax On, Wax Off. Remember that? Did you ever see that
movie? Barely, not really.
Yeah, well, you might want to go watch that movie to see what I'm talking about. It's an old movie, but it's an incredible lesson, because the martial arts teacher is teaching the young karate student by helping him practice and focus his skills by making him wax his car. Off and on. And it's more of working out and fine-tuning. Now, Raziel is a bit subtle, and he's quiet. This is the personality that I always feel with him. If I'm asking him, okay, show me how to manifest this, he will bring and help a situation come in so you can learn how. Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, it's not going to just be, well, I know it's okay, because you're still kind of in the energy that has to detox. Raziel's very interesting. He can really show you how to manifest in incredible ways and show you that the sky's the limit. However, there's that belief system that has to detox and get out of the way, which Mike's going to help you with first. Okay. So that's what I was talking about before. Raziel is not going to just say, okay, do this. He's just going to, all of a sudden you're going to realize that interesting situations are popping up that you have to apply and be proactive about to learn it, to understand it. And it'll be metaphoric. It might be that you're going to learn how to, okay, we'll just use the car, for example. You may learn how to actually wax a car, but while you're doing this, you're going to have these aha moments of, oh, wait, I get it. You know, and it's going to be about what you're trying to change in your life. So they may not be literally, okay, but they'll be more of an avenue to help that energy move and flow through. Does that make sense to you? If you're resistant
it,
or you're not.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Now, you're going to have a sense of humor with Raziel, okay? Because he may say, you're going to learn how to wash windows. Oh. Or you're going to learn how to shovel snow. Sorry, guys. I know you guys are freezing in those temperatures. I'm feeling for it. We're cold, too, but not that cold. And we don't have 5 feet of snow all around like you do. And I just have a lot of compassion for you guys. But it's going to be finding better ways to find that answer you're looking for. When we are applying ourselves proactively with a positive attitude, it helps unclutter and unstick the stagnant energy that's causing that boredom or feeling stuck. So that's why Michael came in. It's like, I will help you detox this. It'll clear it out, and then you'll have a little bit more of a open mind to try and go there. But if you are not proactive, it'll kind of keep you in that holding pattern until you're ready to jump in and go. So Raziel may say, dive into the deep end. You're going to learn how to swim today. And you're going to be, why do I have to learn how to swim? I don't want to be in the water. Learn how to swim. And it's mm-hmm. going to actually teach you how, like, that's a metaphor, for example, for learning how to swim in a positive way will help you with balancing emotions, so to speak. You see, I'm giving you an example of how he may do it. This isn't literal because he's interesting. He can be very quiet and you don't know what's coming next. And it's, you have to look at it positive, like, wow, this is going to be one of those interesting rides with him. And Raphael comes in to help you heal and let go of the impatient or this. There's what I feel is actually a stubborn energy that is making it difficult for you to see a new perspective or a new avenue. Now, I don't know if that's somebody around you or you, but I feel that in your energy field. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah,
it's almost,
it is.
But it's almost like we've always done it this way and there is no other way to do it. And Raziel's saying, oh, yes, there is. But you're going to have to think out of the box and I'm going to show you how.
Okay.
I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying when I saw that, I went, because they popped this up into me. I'm just having like this major motion picture today with all of this vision with them. And when I saw that, I went, oh, she's in for an interesting way of learning. But I found when I first started experiencing him, I found myself going, but why do I was a why child. Why do I have to do it like that? I was doing that. And then I realized, oh, I need to just stop doing that and trust it. So it was tweaking those little things. And as I got past one hurdle, I would get past the other. And this is your opportunity to go into an incredible new phase of life, seeing all of life a completely different way. And I'm running out of time, but Penny, I want to thank you for holding and bringing that question and that read for the audience, because everything that we've talked about with everybody individually really is applying to the 2014 energies today and today and for the rest of the year, because this is the year to detox, clear it out, trust in yourself, balance that life out, and then dive right in and know that life can be enjoyed, not just endured. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. I wish you much love, peace, and happiness from the angels and myself. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.